AJ.
Radio.
AJ, you there? Hey, man, I think you're on the line here, and we are recording. So jump on or unmute yourself or whatever. I see your 917 number here. So let's see here. I have to click you on live. You there?
Yes.
AJ. Okay, awesome.
Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
So, yes, I can now. I can now.
Oh,
I had to click something. Sort of a little bit new to this platform. It's Blog Talk Radio. It's pretty good, actually. It's a free platform with some certain limitations, with which I'll probably just go into the premium as we get this thing going. But welcome to Addiction Boss, my friend. And
yes, happy
this
to
show,
be here.
Guys,
thanks.
Thank you so much, man. I'm honored to have you on here. You're a badass. Anybody listening can check out AJ's bio either on my Facebook post or on the Blog Talk Radio post itself. And we're going to get into what he does and what he's about in a minute. The genesis of this program here, this podcast, is actually my own struggles with addiction. And I've had challenges with alcohol and drugs. And I'm actually, you know, not by any means finished with the process of sort of overcoming that. And what I realized, though, somewhere along the way, is that these qualities that we have as like our addictive tendencies, so to speak, can be channeled in a way that actually leads to success. So Addiction Boss is all about the idea of how do we turn these sort of quote-unquote vices into virtues? How do we take what we are as perhaps addictive or obsessive or what have you, and then turn them into success, especially as entrepreneurs and things like that? So that's kind of what we're going to focus on today. AJ, I know I didn't send you a particular list of questions or whatever, but I wanted to give you a general idea of what this is about. And I would say, like, if you want to start out in terms of, like, letting us know what you do and anything about who you are that we should understand as sort of a precursor of our talk here today, please do that.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. So I will get into, I guess, a summarized biography. So I am the host of the Online Supercoach podcast and also run a company by the same name, and essentially I help personal trainers and coaches scale their businesses online, and that is attracting their ideal clients, selling their services through webinars and high-ticket offers, and also how to serve their clients using their superpowers in a high-leverage manner.
Beautiful. So you kind of do with personal trainers what I do with my clients in a way, in terms of just helping them attract and connect to their ideal client and also have the right product and service packaging and programs and so forth to offer to them. So I think that's
right. Yeah.
Some similarity there. And so how do we meet exactly? Like, I'm thinking we kind of met through maybe the Coffee with Dan group on Facebook.
Yeah, I believe so. That was our first interaction. I think we were Facebook friends before that. And
yeah, I think we were
connected. Yeah, we connected on Skype. Yeah, we were talking to each other, and we found out we have a lot of things in common.
For sure, yeah. So, guys, anybody who's listening who is not part of the Coffee with Stan group, if you're not shy about some colorful language, by all means, join that group. It's a great group of entrepreneurs led by Dan Meredith, who I'm in a mastermind with and is a great guy, and kind of like the connection between myself and AJ, who I'm talking to today. So, AJ, what's been your particular, like, in terms of your history, what was your particular challenge with addiction? Was it drugs or alcohol or something else?
Yeah, it was definitely drugs and alcohol. You know, I grew up and I always had issues with being overweight, you know. So I had a lot of self-image issues. My heaviest, I was 60 pounds overweight. and for most of my life.
And guys, like I gotta interrupt you because this guy is ripped now. So that's obviously a past thing. He has a body for any of us guys to be envious of for sure. So yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you grew up kind of on the heavy side, and what did that lead to?
Yeah, so like, you know, I really had a lot of issues with my self-esteem and lacked a lot of confidence, a lot of insecurities. And I was like a goody-two-shoes most of my childhood. I mean, I just remember being depressed or having anxiety, and, you know, I just didn't feel really good about myself. And then I guess when I got into my teens, I started experimenting with, like, mm-hmm. you know, just smoking weed and getting into that. It was never like an addiction. It was more just trying to be cool and whatnot. And then as I got older, you know, going into college, I then got into, you know, more hardcore drugs. And I would say mm-hmm. that, like, I was never the type of person who would, like I said, do drugs during the week. It was more like binging over the weekends, you know. So, like,
mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
go out and hang out with friends and just you know, self-medicate myself, be on a cocktail of all types of illicit substances. And it was like in those moments of being high on drugs, you know, it was like, whoa, this is like how I should be all the time. But, you know, feeling that high comes with a low, but it was really, for me, escaping reality. You know, I was really not happy
with the
way I looked, the way I felt. And that was really my major crush with addiction. And for many years, it was just going down that same path.
For sure. Hey, for anybody listening, and I'm not sure, AJ, you might have encountered this yourself, but there's a great book called Power Versus Force.
Yes.
God, I have to look up the fucking author, but he's written a lot of books about addiction, stuff like that. And, you know, the thing is, like, there is a legitimate feeling that we get from, you know, alcohol or drugs that is in a way positive. It's sort of like it replicates what we might want to be like at all the time, but it's not sustainable, and it kind of like steals from you know, you're going to pay the price if you're doing it that way. There's other ways to get there. There's meditation and exercise and different things like that you can get a similar high, which would be actually more authentic power versus the force of just taking some drugs or alcohol. But highly recommend that you guys check that out. It's not, you know, it's kind of a dry read, honestly, but it does talk about how you kind of like temporarily increase your level of vibration or feel better by doing that, but it just is not sustainable. So AJ, in your journey with this, okay, so say, like, would you say it became a problem at some point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to, like, interject with that book, The Power Versus Force. I love that book. It definitely had a big impact on me. And I
Good,
guess, like, for me, like, before I get into, like, the worst of my addictions, I want to get into just, like, what I came to believe. Because even when I was doing drugs and just taking all different types of hardcore things, it was also in a place where I kind of started doing it not so much to get high. I mean, that was definitely a bonus. Being high felt good.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also
sure.
a way of looking at my life through a high level of consciousness. And when I came to realize
mm-hmm.
that drugs are a brain, even if they're hardcore recreational drugs, they allow you to, in a sense, shut off the thinking mind and you operate at a
sure.
different wavelength. And actually, you know, alcohol
sure.
is called spirits. And why it's called spirits
yeah.
is because back in the day, people would feel spiritual when consuming alcohol. So that's pretty fascinating that
Great
even,
point.
You know, back then people used it for, obviously you hear about it in ceremonies and, you know, religious experiences.
Sure.
But,
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
David R. Hawkins is the author of that book, Power Versus Force. He also has some different other books about recovery. And just so you know, like, anybody listening, this is not a show about, like, necessarily not drinking, not doing drugs or anything like that. Like, it's really about what works for you. So, like, I'm going to have some guests on here that still drink or still use drugs, you know, or do whatever they do. And the whole point is a perspective of like, okay, well, how can we turn, you know, what we're doing, how can we produce the results we want? And as entrepreneurs, you know, use some of those qualities or tendencies to our advantage. So, like, in your experience, AJ, like, have you decided to completely abstain from alcohol and drugs, or have you decided to moderate, or what's your current position, and why does it work for you?
So you brought up a lot of great points, Brian. I think with me, it was self-awareness, right? Self-awareness. I went down mm-hmm. to really bad paths, like I was mentioning. Like, the worst that happened was overdosing. You know, I would go on these crazy drug binges, and I would overdose. And it's because I came to realize that I have a very extreme mentality. So in terms of, like I said, during the week I'd have my responsibilities, or that I'd be in school, and on the weekends, like Saturday night to like Sunday night, I would go on this crazy drug binge. I live in New York City, and we have these really insane after-hours nightclubs. So it was like, oh, we're selling a nightclub, it's like Sunday at 6 p.m., and, you know, these parties would go on and on and on. And
if I remember correctly, I think the bars in my last New York experience, because I did grow up in the same area, I think the bars would shut off maybe about 4 and then reopen at 7 or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but
we had like
it just went all night basically. I mean,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so you have a drink. So for me, they would have these like literally 72-hour parties. So they would start at midnight on Saturday night, and some of them would literally go until Tuesday afternoon. So I was like, hey, listen, I'm still inside the club, so hey, you know, ain't nothing wrong with taking another bump or another pill. And the next thing I would know, I'd be walking out like a zombie Tuesday afternoon. So, the original point. So I was like very big on being extreme. So I'd be like, well, hey, I'm going to go back to my shitty life. So let me just try to get as high as I can before I go back into the real world. I was trying to just see how far I could push my body. So in terms as I got into cleaning my life up and, you know, really just rehabilitating myself, I actually went cold turkey, because for me, there's no such thing as, I guess, moderation. So I'll just have one drink, or, hey, you know, I'll just take a little pill. You know, that thing will lead me down the wrong path. The same thing with food. You know, being overweight most of my life, I just can't have one cookie. I have one cookie, I'll eat the entire box. I'm really shocked that people could have one chocolate bar, you know. So I guess to answer your question, it's all or nothing for me.
Right. So in your case, you came to the conclusion that whether it's alcohol, drugs, or food, you just will stay away versus trying to necessarily moderate or what have you. What it sounds like. And I've had the same type of experience. I'm not really good at that. Like, I think a lot of us entrepreneurs are not moderate at all. So we're going to go like balls to the wall or not. And so that's kind of like, I think, a common kind of theme that we're going to have here on this show. And so, you know, so there's different ways to abstain. Are you like into 12-step stuff or into some other kind of like thing? Like, what tips could you give someone that's listening? And by the way, if you're listening, the guy I'm talking to right now, AJ, is very successful. He's got a very high ticket coaching business and most likely makes somewhere in the high six figures every year. And it's not a fuck up. So people I bring on here are not going to be like, they're not living in a cardboard box down under the bridge. These are going to be people who are successful. And what I want to do is show you, and also gain for myself, the knowledge of sort of like how how people turn this thing around or channeled it in a way that works to their advantage. So you decide to abstain. So like, if you go out right now in New York, like if I came to visit you in New York City and we went out and we went to a club or a bar or whatever, you're not drinking?
You know what? Like, I think I'll have like a beer or two, but more about to enjoy, you know, I just, that's kind of like my enjoyment. I don't have it too often. Maybe I'll drink one every few months. But I've come to learn to, enjoy myself with, let's say, a beer, but I wouldn't have hard liquor necessarily. But more about just I'm doing this because, I like to enjoy the taste, I enjoy the feeling, but not so much in terms of, I'm doing this to get messed up. Yeah, so like before, when I would go to a bar, I would literally order like 3 shots of Bacardi 151 and Diet Coke and just down them within the first 10 minutes, So
I looked for some Coke.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was never.
So guys and girls listening, if you're feeling crazy and you're kind of in the middle of your addiction, don't feel bad because it can turn around. So me and AJ and the people that come on this show, people we're having this conversation with, and there is a Facebook page that's sort of getting off the ground now at facebook.com/addictionboss. So we're going to have a conversation around this, sort of like of how, all right, yes, we've, fucked up and gone crazy and done, stupid shit, but basically now are succeeding and how we did it. And so for AJ, he could say, all right, well, I guess that I'd probably classify that in some sort of area of moderation in terms of can have a little bit, but you're not getting drunk. You're not, going on to the next level, partying all night, blah, blah, blah. So sort of like a social drinking thing.
And
not everybody can do that. Like you or me, I might be the guy who just needs to say no, and that's fine. I've met people and I've maybe been the person at all the different stages in between. So you can say all right, I can try to moderate, or I can try to just completely abstain, or whatever the case is. And you got to do what's good for you. And the main thing is for anybody listening, don't fucking necessarily subscribe to one thing or another as the Bible of how to do it, because it's really going to be what works for you, and that's going to vary. It really is. I don't mean to say be like wishy-washy. If you have a problem, get the help you need. But bottom line is you have to find your own way. It could be through a 12-step program. It could be through meditation. It could be through some other fashion or moderation or what have you. So AJ, as we kind of wrap this up here in the last about 8 minutes or so, how have your addictive, or what some people might call OCD type of tendencies, or however you would think of it, how have those things helped you in business? How has anything that might have led you the wrong way, but you channeled it the right way, helped you out as an entrepreneur?
Well, to be honest, Brian, it was understanding entrepreneurship and understanding the aspect of having an outlet for my addictions. So I guess for me, it was really, when I decided to turn my life around, I started reading books and focusing on personal development. I started journaling and I started meditating. And I guess I've come to realize that my present moment, my current reality, is the best it could possibly be. So before, I had a crappy present moment. I wasn't happy with life and my current now, so I would want to chase something to make it better. It was another drink or another pill or another drug. But now, throughout the years of meditation, entrepreneurship, personal development, just doing a lot of inner work, my present moment is amazing. My reality is awesome. I feel fantastic. So now it's
there's nothing
I
to escape from, basically.
Exactly. Nothing
to you need to get
from.
Yeah.
So if I have a drink, I'll feel a little buzzed and I'll feel dizzy. I'm like, wait a minute, I feel like crap. Or, before, my current reality was so bad that having a drink numbed me. Now if I numb myself, it's like I'm in heaven. Why would I numb heaven? So it was just making that shift, right? So
how the hell does somebody get there, man? Like if you could say, I know it's it's more than we have time to talk about right now, but like, if you could say the number one thing that maybe helped you turn things around, what kind of was it? Was it reading, or was it meditating, or what was it?
So I think it was a combination of everything, but
or
more
association
than anything,
with other people.
It was just I would say, you know, when you have like a compound effect of doing a lot of inner work, but at the same time you make a daily practice. So I have a very strong daily practice, and what the daily practice did was change my mindset, but also having the awareness and the reality that everything that I suffer from is a result of my thoughts or the stories I create. So once I'm able to see that this wanting of having a drink or having more food or having sex is just a story, it's just a thought. And when I'm able to dissolve that thought or that story, I'm left with nothing. And nothing is a beautiful thing, because I guess I would always chase happiness, but you can never have happiness all the time. There's an up and there's a down in life. If you chase happiness, you're going to go through a crash. So I found that I chase peace of mind. So every aspect of my life, my core value is peace of mind. Does this business give me peace
of
mind?
That's the ultimate currency right there.
Peace of mind?
Right?
Yeah.
The ultimate currency, the ultimate sort of like, you can look in the mirror and feel peace of mind, or you can wake up with peace of mind and not have like,
yes,
feel like
so
you
like
have,
peace
have
of mind
something
your
chasing you over your
time.
Shoulder.
Like happiness is like the elusive dragon that you're trying to chase. The closer you get to the dragon, its tail gets away from you. Doing drugs is that magical dragon. You're always going for this high, and for every level of highness you get, you then crash. There's another high, then you
Beautiful.
Crash. Because you're trying to chase the dragon. Some people, celebrities, I mean, everyday people are chasing the dragon and then overdosing because they're trying to get to that next level. But when I say that right now where I am is the best place to be, then I'm peaceful. I'm grateful. So gratitude and peace of mind are the two core values that I have. And as long as I have those two, like, you know, all is well.
Love it. So that kind of leads into one of my final questions, which is, are you successful and how do you define success? And it sounds like your definition of it has to do with peace of mind and gratitude.
Yes. So gratitude is a centerpiece of my life. I mean, every day I make a list of the top 10 things I'm grateful for, whether that's verbally, mentally, or writing it down. And my version of success is as long as I'm better than I was yesterday. So I grew up being an overweight, insecure kid with addictions. I lacked confidence. And I was, I would say, a loser. I'll call myself a loser. And to see how far I've come, every year I'm evolving, I'm getting better. If I look back from a year ago and I read my journal and I see what I was worried about, what I was fearful of, the addictions I had and things that I overcame, that's success to me. Because if I look back 10 years ago and if I would have continued on that path, I would have probably died or just had a horrible, tragic life. So I know that I'm getting better each day. And if I look back, if I could put my head down tonight and say I was better than yesterday, then that's success to me.
So it's progress. It's sort of like a matter of progress. Like, can I just continue in the right direction, and everything else kind of falls into place. And guys,
success,
for all of you
progress.
Listening, like AJ's a stud, man. Like you got to check out his bio and stuff and whatnot, and check out some of his stuff. AJ, tell the audience where they can find you and your story and your services and stuff like that. So they can look you up online.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. So one of the easiest places for my podcast. So if you just go on iTunes and type in the Online Supercoach Podcast, that'll pop right up. My website, where I share a lot of my tips and strategies on business and mindset, is simply onlinesupercoach.com. I actually wrote a book in terms of growing your online business, and that can be found at onlinesupercoach.com/book. And if you want to just connect with me on a personal level, just search me on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/AJFit, F-I-T, like fitness. Look me up, add me as a friend. I'd be happy to connect with you. And if there's anything I can do to support you on your journey in terms of your own personal development or overcoming addictions, I'd have to help.
Awesome, man. So Facebook.com/AJFit, F-I-T, will be where
That's
you can
it.
Find AJ's profile and onlinesupercoach.com. brother, we haven't met in person, but I feel very close to you. I appreciate you being on here today and supporting this project. And I'm getting like the 90-second warning from the Blog Talk Radio lady. I don't know if you heard that. said 90
no, I didn't.
Seconds. So I guess I just got to hear that. But wrapping it up, and I appreciate you, man. And for anybody who's struggling right now, look me up, Brian Keith Noonan on Facebook or addiction, facebook.com/addictionboss. I actually have addictionboss.com as well, but it's not really developed yet in terms of a website. But you can find me or find me through AJ or whatever the case is. There's no reason to be in hell, guys. You know, this is not like – this is a game, and we can win this game. There's strategies, there's tactics, there's like lots of different ways to do it. Don't feel stuck. Go with us and learn how to turn some of these vices into virtues for yourself and succeed. Anyway, that's about all we got for today. AJ, thank you, and I will catch you all later on.
Brian, hey, thanks so much. And it's an honor to be on the show. Thank you for having me. And this is just an amazing thing, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. So I look forward for more episodes.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Bye-bye for now.